Hello. Hello.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, man.
How are you? You there?
Yeah, can
Oh,
you hear me?
yeah, sure can. You're in the living room. Of where?
In San Francisco, Chavez
Oh,
apartment.
the living room of San Francisco. Very cool. Sounds like a fancy place.
Yeah, I'm just gonna eat chips this whole show.
Cool. You're a snack the whole time. Yeah, this is good. This is the chip cast. This is like ASMR with jokes occasionally. It sounds like it's raining over there.
It's not, it's ruffles.
It's awful. You know, ruffles have ridges? I never knew that.
Yeah, they did. You know what else has ridges?
What?
Condoms
Think
in the
about
gas
it.
station.
Oh! Rigid for their flavor, rigid for her pleasure. That's what it should say.
Oh man.
Ridges. Ruffles have ridges for her pleasure. Like slap that on 400 bags of chips. Ugh, that's nasty. You open
Does
up the
sound gross.
bag. Yeah, it sounds really nasty. It sounds like a salty time for sure. Tell you
A
that
salty
much.
time?
Your old salty dog. That's what I call it.
Yeah, a salty.
Someone's gonna get assaulted. Be careful. Oh my God. That's
You
so
up to,
weird.
man?
I'm walking around the park right now. It's a nice day in Washington, D.C.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually really nice because like the mosquitoes aren't as bad as they used to be. So like you can actually get out and walk around a little bit. But yeah, it's okay. If there's not an ambulance driving by, it's great. If there is, it's terrible, but you know, what are you gonna do? Did you watch the Apple thing today?
I was paying loose attention to it. I noticed that they came out with the iPhone
You did. You know what's
What do
cool
you,
about it?
what is it? Let's hear it.
So you know how you already have two cameras on your phone?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool if you had three?
Yeah.
They just stuck another camera on it and they're like, this is the new phone. Congratulations. The iPhone 12 is going to have four cameras on it. And then
Yeah.
the iPhone 13 is going to have like 20. Like the whole camera, the whole, eventually what's going to happen is Apple, by the time they reach iPhone 15, it's just going to be a Nikon.
Yeah.
That's all you get is one huge camera. Like, I don't even know that many people that take that many pictures on their phone. Like, I take a picture a day at most on my phone. And yet,
Dude.
all of this fucking money is going towards these stupid camera additions that no one uses.
I will say I am anti-phone camera, and the reason why is because it really trivializes like my industry a little bit. But I mean, because nobody takes a serious photo with
No.
their cell phone. No one even tries to take a photo with their cell phone. They just pull it out and they're like, I'm going to hit record.
Yeah, it
You know?
really is an utter, it's an act of laziness because it's like this is easier than writing something down. I'm just going to take a picture of it.
I'm just going to take a photo. You know, it's like that your concert recordings, you know, no, you're never going to watch that.
No,
You know,
fireworks, uh-uh.
put your phone away. Just enjoy whatever's happening, you know?
You know what's worse than that? The
What?
person who actually does. Ew. They check their phone a month or two later
Oh, and
and
they
they're
post it.
sitting there with you and they go, look at this picture of the fireworks. And you're like,
Oh,
ugh,
shoot.
I have to look at this. It's awful.
Life's great, man. Cheers.
Looks like it was cool. This picture really doesn't do it justice, huh? You know, it's like you have to sit there. I had to explain it to somebody one time. I was like, I know that this event was important to you, and I'm glad you had a good time. But like the quality of this photo is really not giving me a good idea of what it was like. And
Exactly.
dude, the other day I was walking around and like it was a pretty day outside. I was like, I want to take a picture. And I took a picture and it looked like shit. I was like, this is the most beautiful. I wish I could capture this. And it just literally didn't work at all. I was like, I seriously couldn't use this ever. Like it doesn't make sense anywhere.
I would
So I
say
was
there's
just
nothing wrong with
disappointed.
getting a camera. I'm not anti taking pictures. Like,
No, not at
yeah,
all.
if you want to take pictures, just, you know, get something that will do the job, you know?
For
Invest your
sure.
time to learn how to use it.
Just get an actual camera. This whole thing of
Yeah.
like just trying to put everything into one thing is silly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so weird. It's like everything now. It's an everything machine now. You know?
Yeah.
Even like you get the watch and it tells you how well you're living. You know, it's like, man, you're stressed. It's like, how the fuck do you know?
Yeah.
You know?
And now you're more stressed because you just realize you're stressed.
It's like take a breather, Daniel.
It's like, so stupid.
It's like, yes, sir.
Well, it's literally it's so dumb because it's like the only thing. God, and did you see the Slofie thing?
What is a Slofie? Is that how we're saying it?
Slofie. Yeah, you're supposed to say Slofie. Okay. A Slofie. You know how selfies are great
once.
And we all take them and love them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I know you've taken 3 or 4.
I do take quite a few.
That's really cool. You're the last person to do duck lips, too, which I think is super adorable.
How's that not? I have nice lips.
You got to show off what you got, right?
Yeah, that's like one of the few like compliments I get is like, wow, Daniel, those luscious lips.
Wow, Daniel, very kissable looking.
Thank you.
That's what I say. I used to look at Daniel, I go, man, that's some good lips on a man. That's what I say to you.
I appreciate
that. It was never
that.
Uncomfortable or weird.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, it's like, dude,
sometimes
you don't know if you look good to dudes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm okay with chicks, but like, am I a dude?
Yeah, man.
Dude? What's up with that?
You never know, man. Sometimes people would look at you as you go down the street and go, what them lips do? And they would smack at you.
Wow.
Like that. Or it was my move sometimes when you'd be walking by, I go, ooh, poppy like.
Oh, God.
Like that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This is turning. I didn't know this
let
was
me get
a, be
let,
a
let,
too
let, let me let me let me let me get a smack from them smackers.
Oh, wow.
I would do that. Mm. Yeah, it was good.
Wow.
So anyway, you know how like you love taking selfies?
I do.
Imagine if you could take a selfie for 15 seconds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then post that video on your Facebook profile.
Okay.
Imagine that. That is a Slofie. Concept is a slow motion video of your face up on your Facebook profile.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Ladies
and
are gonna eat that up. You're gonna see kids doing stuff. You're gonna see ladies doing stuff. It's gonna turn into this like whole chic thing.
Well, get that's the question: is will it, or is this just another attempt by Apple to make culture change without doing anything really revolutionary? You know, like are they just repackaging shit we've always had again? Because like. We've had slow motion video cameras. So what's different than that? And you know what I mean? Like that's not like they haven't changed anything is what I'm saying. It's not like they came out with slow motion technology on a camera.
Dude, it's like they're making this like Swiss Army.
It's not
knife,
slow motion.
Know?
Yeah, man. But like it's like no, you know what it's like? It's like if the Swiss Army knife was like, hey, we added something new to the Swiss Army knife. You're like, what? Oh, it's a knife. Like, didn't we already have that? And they're like, no, before it was a short knife. Now it's a slightly longer knife. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
It's the same shit, dude. Like, we expected you to have a screwdriver and a crescent wrench. And maybe if we were lucky, like, a can opener
you're
on it.
You're disappointed
and
by
it. Here you are trying to present us different sizes of knives.
You're disappointed by the new phone. Yeah. Are you disappointed by the new phone?
Daniel.
Yeah.
You there? Ah, cool.
The new phone.
He's back. Disappointed by what? I mean, look, I'm not impressed. You know what I mean? Like, that's okay. Man, I should count my blessings.
Really?
I lost my laptop this week.
How'd it come back?
Yeah, so this is actually super embarrassing. So... I was at a show and I
mm-hmm.
was downstairs helping with hosting and I was like, I'm going to help out and work down here. And so I put my backpack down and I go around and I'm working and stuff. And then later on in the night, like I'm like, you know, like I've had a couple drinks and stuff.
Right.
So the bartender like gives out free beer and shit to us. So like we're hanging out and everything. And then afterwards I go up and I start talking to this other comic. We're working on some jokes together. And then I get in an Uber later and I go home and I just forget about it. And then the next morning I'm like, oh shit, I got to get to work. And like, I go towards my bag and I'm like,
wow.
Oh shit, my bag never got home last night. So I start retracing my steps, and I call the comic I was hanging out with. And I was like, hey, man, do you think I had my bag on me last night? He's like, I don't remember that, man. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay, well, I guess it is probably at the cafe. So I go down there, and not there, and nobody's seen it. And so I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah, well, I'm shitting my pants at that point because it's like, you know what it's like when you lose a laptop. Like, it's even if you have the money or insurance to pay for it, even if you have that, it's a huge deal because you have to reset everything to get started. And I do a lot of programming, so it was like a nightmare. So dude, it's crazy. It's so much stuff. So I lock my phone. I lock it over my phone because I have, like, Find My iPhone and everything. So I lock everything down. And then, like, I offer a reward and shit. And then, like, you know, I'm not flying to get anywhere still. Like, a whole day has gone by. And I'm like, fuck, well, I got to get started on this. So I'm like, I better go get a computer. So I went and I bought another computer so that I could get back to work, right? And I've downloaded everything on there. And then I go to the police station so that I can file a, I don't know what you can call that, police order? What
do they call that? It's like your dog ran away.
I don't know. I file some sort of, like, request or something. Exactly. Yeah, I had to go down to the police station and talk to the guy. I had to file a report. That's what it was. So I had to go talk to the dude at the police station who was really upset that somebody was bothering him on a Sunday. And then, like, after I did that, we figured out we had insurance on it. So we had to turn the report into the insurance company. And they were like, yeah, we'll just pay you. So they just, like, sent us money that day. So it was, like, fine. Yeah. Well, then my the next morning I wake up and I get an email. And it's like, hey, we found your bag in the Uber. So I just assumed I never got in the Uber with it. So they're like, hey, dumbass, we found your fucking bag. So not only did I go to the police, not only did I not lose my computer, not only did I buy a new computer, I also committed insurance fraud. So, like, yeah, I know. So I had to turn around and, like, try and fix everything. It was a whole thing. Yeah, man, it was crazy. But, you know. I don't know. It's just, like, so much wasted time. It's like, well, fuck, what is living in the 21st century,
that's,
you know?
21st century. You know?
Yeah. You know, look, I mean, it's all's well that ends well, but it was still really funny because it was like, dude, this is just, like, my whole personality. Like, I just lose everything, man. Mm-hmm. When I was buying my Mac, like, at the Apple store, I left my phone in the Mac store as we were leaving. So, like, in the process of recovering one
you
thing
lost
that I
phone?
Lost, I lost another thing. I was like, what the? Yeah, so I left my phone at the Apple store while I was buying another Mac. Because I put it on one of those cool, like, chargers because I never used one before. And I was like, oh, it does work. And then I just left it there. And so I go back in and get my iPhone from the
and
Apple
the whole
store.
Time, Daniela like, oh, is God. With you? Wow.
Yeah, she was there the whole time. So and she was just like, what the hell? Like, she was just so bewildered. But, like, you can just imagine, dude, just somebody who just completely forgets their shit all the time. Like, I don't know what I'd do with me. I don't know what I'm going to do with me. I was, like, Googling on the way home. I was, like, going on YouTube and searching, why do I always lose my things?
Yeah.
Hoping that I could find some sort of an answer for it. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing else.
And then
you
closed your phone and
there's
you lost
no
all your tabs.
For this.
You know, it just, like, never ends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Yeah. It's really bad. And then I lost all my tabs, and then I
and
lost
had to
my shit,
again,
my phone.
It
was
like,
really bad. I just threw it on the ground.
I was underwhelmed.
It was pretty
I was
rough,
expecting
dude.
Apple to
pretty
have
rough.
A, like, a robust lineup of stuff. It was just really, like, kind of boring.
It was lame, man. And then why did they need 400 people to present, like, games? Did you see that? They were, like, just like, look at all these games you could have on your phone. And I'm like, well, they already have games on our fucking phone. Like, what are you offering us?
Well,
it doesn't make any sense, dude. Like, they were plugging TV shows that they were promoting
what's really
and stuff.
Weird is that,
what
like,
is this?
They're, like, creating media in spaces where they were just, like, the stockbroker, you know? Like, they create these markets.
What do you mean?
By developing, like, iTunes and App Store and the platform. Mm. And so, like, they create these platforms and people pay to use the platform. Right? Now, they're using the platform. So their competitor is paying them for their platform and they're not having to pay. They're just, like, So they're like, they're leveraging their monopoly power to, like, you know, push other people out of business.
They're wanting
to control, yeah, well, they're definitely
like the, culture, like, and media, you know.
Makes a lot of sense. I mean, they're the biggest player in the game, but I mean, Huawei's catching up so fast. Like, if Huawei ever entered the U.S. market,
really,
like, it'd be over. Like, they would win so fast, dude. They're crazy good. I saw this picture the other day. This guy taking a picture on his Huawei phone, and this guy taking a picture on his iPhone, and they zoomed in on the same object after they took a picture. The Huawei phone was crystal clear, up to like 10x zoom. Like, it was bizarre how nice it was. And the American phone, like, the iPhone was just like garbage. Like, well, what the fuck are we advertising here, Apple? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, there's this guy works in my building. He has a Huawei phone. He's from Africa, so he has this Huawei phone. And he, like, the quality of his phone, as cheap as it is still really good. Like, it's bottom of the barrel, but it's still a very fast phone. Yeah, man. Like, it's ridiculous. But I'm telling you, dude, like, the technology's catching up over there. It will not be long. And the thing is, they're locked out of the United States. Like, you can't buy one in the U.S. But, like, if they ever opened up the border and let them in, it'd be over. But I think as long as the United States, as long as the iPhone has something of a monopoly, they won't get in.
Things are getting weird right now, you know, internationally, man. You know, you have the stuff in Hong Kong isn't chilling out. In fact, they're getting angry.
No, not at all, man. And that's with us ignoring the Uyghur thing, too.
Things in China are weird.
That's not great. Dude, sometimes I'll just look at people and be like, you know, they, like, put Muslims in concentration camps in China? Yes. Like, do you know that happens? That's just, like, a normal thing over there. And, oh, we can't learn anything about it because they won't let reporters in? Like,
that's where the
organs are. Did you know that that's what happens over there right now? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, they're like taking organs out of the prisoners.
Organs? Oh, shit, is that what they call the organ trail?
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey. Oh, yay. Fun for the whole family. Hey. Hey, go step right up and buy a kidney. Hey, hey. Just got back from the week of mine.
They're like, their wait list for organ transplants is shockingly low.
What is it?
I don't know.
How long you gotta wait for a kidney over there? Because if it's not like DoorDash,
man.
Damn. You can order a brain off Uber Eats there. Ridiculous. You can get anything you want. You want a child? You can have that. Anything.
Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy. Just mining them. Well, there's this guy in China that he went underground because, like, he just disappeared, and he was a scientist that admitted that he had been making, like, genetic alterations to human fetuses and shit. So they just, like, the Chinese government was just like, nope, and they locked his ass up.
Or they were,
gone, dude.
Ours. We don't want anyone knowing that we're doing
this. I don't know, man.
I wouldn't be surprised if the U.S. has, like, a program like
that. Weird? God, it's scary. Well, I mean, it just depends, because it's like, here's the thing. You don't know who you're going to piss off with what. You know, like, how visible do you have to be? Like, I imagine there's somebody who, because you think about, like, the J. Edgar Hoover files, where, like, they were just hiding all of this shit for years. Like, there's still shit that J. Edgar Hoover recorded that's never going to get released. Like, we'll never, ever know about it, because the amount of, like, social chaos it would cause would be so destructive. Like, if I were Russia right now, I would be just trying to find the J. Edgar Hoover tapes and just releasing as much shit as possible. Because it's like, dude, the amount of sabotage you can create with that. Because there's everything about, like, the Kennedy's affairs in there. Like, there's just all this old shit that people have suspected for forever. But I think was a lot worse than, like, the government let on that's in there that we just don't have yet. Because they can't, like, they haven't
Let out any of the tapes. Yeah, I think there's some, like, weird stuff that, like, there might be some, like, hidden information about the environment and our effect on the environment.
You think so?
Yeah, I think
there's
people are, like, acquiring wealth, like, at the extremes that they are, because, you know, I was reading, phosphorus, like, mined phosphorus is, like, Mm-hmm. It's pretty rare, actually. And that's like a huge part of fertilizer and how we grow crops. And there is enough stock for 300 years. Yeah. But there's enough for only 40 years that's like secure. Like the other stock is in like areas that are like underdeveloped or war zones or, you know, bad places, you know.
Oh, shit.
So it's like only 40 years. Like,
that's really scary.
Unless like there's peace worldwide, maybe, but I don't know. But
that's so crazy. And then they start ripping each other apart to go get phosphorus. Like,
hyper valuable because, and then food becomes very valuable, like plant food, vegetables.
Well, they've got the fresh water rush too. Yeah. Now there's all these companies like Nestle's buying up all these lakes and shit because they're like, we gotta own all the fresh water because at some point people are gonna have to drink, and guess what, there's not gonna be any water left, so the people who own the water are gonna get really rich.
Yeah.
Ugh, so scary.
We just like, it's coming towards something, man. Like, there's something weird going on. He's going to come back. He's coming back. Yeah.
He's coming back any day, man. When I was a kid, my grandpa was all in this doomsday shit. And he had, like, all these massive water jugs down in his basement. Like cans of food that were there forever, you know. He was really into it.
1 second.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, okay.
And now a brief message from our sponsors. This show is brought to you by Ruffles.
Nice meeting you.
They have ridges for her pleasure.
Thank you. Sorry, I had to say goodbye the cleaning lady. Yeah, she's cool.
You met her and everything? That's so sweet.
She's very nice.
That's good of you, man. That's so cool. That's good of you to associate with people like me and her, you know?
What folk. Can I say? I'm living the charmed life.
What? You came down from your mountain.
No, like, oddly enough, I like Lubbock more. Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Well, I mean, you haven't been there that long, though. When'd you get in?
Friday?
Oh, see, it's not even been that long. I mean, you got to get used to it. Because, like, I hated D.C. when I moved here, and now it's, like, normal. It's weird how you just adjust to shit after a while, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's where you get foods, and that's where you get this. But, like, when you, like, Lubbock, like, it's just home. It just feels like home because it's like, you know where everything is. So you don't, like, your environment's not constantly changing. Like, think about your day to day when you live in a new place. Like, when you wake up in the morning, you're not entirely sure where all your things are because you just moved in, right?
Right.
So it takes you longer to get ready, right? And then you leave your house and you don't know where the train station or the bus stop or, you know, whatever is, right? So that takes you longer. And then you don't know how the roads are laid out. So you have to have Google Maps to get around. So that takes you longer. And then it's awful. So, like, when you change, especially if you change work, especially, because then that compounds it, because it's like, even that's not the same anymore. So it's like, you got to change all that shit over. And then, like, God forbid something breaks or you need something those first couple of months, because it's going to be difficult to get it. Like, you really do spend just, like, the first 3 months building familiarity with shit before you can enjoy living anywhere new. Like, it's such a fucking thing. And, like, if you're like me, what I like to do is know 90% of my environment and then explore about 10, right? And some people are not wired that way. Some people like to explore 90% of their environment and be familiar with 10%. So, like, which I think is perfectly natural and healthy for some folks, but, like, I'm just not that way. Like, I prefer to know everything and not have anything change unless it's completely within my
control.
No, I
really enjoy it. I like exploring.
But
what I don't like is coming home to a little box. You know, that's weird.
That's rough.
It's not.
Apartment's pretty small,
it's
not
tiny. It's still, like, yeah, it's just weird.
Is it like a one bedroom or is it like a studio apartment?
It's a two bedroom, actually, but
Yeah, that's not too bad.
She's just subletting one of the rooms.
Gotcha. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Is she cool with the person she's subletting to you?
Yeah. She's traveling.
Nice. Is she ever there?
The other. What pods?
Dude, did you see those pods?
Oh, right.
They're called like living pods or something like that. Grid pods. It's this thing now where in San Francisco and Los Angeles and New York, where like the rent is so expensive, you can basically move on to a compound, like this gigantic like warehouse that was just retrofitted with bunk beds and showers and shit, and you can just live there. And it's like $1,200 a month, which is half or in some cases like a quarter of the price of living in some of these places. And it's just bare bones. Like you don't get anything. You get literally like a bunk bed. They literally look like prison camps or something. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. If it weren't for, like, the big screen TV and shit that's in each one of the cots or whatever, it would look like hell. Like, they're so scary looking. And they're advertising it as, like, a cool alternative to living in an apartment. And it's like, well, I'm glad that people can live somewhere cheap and easy, but geez, you know, like, that's ridiculous.
Voluntary. You know? What if prison was voluntary? You just like,
what is?
Basically like abolish prison and create like economic places like that. Where if you want to live on the bottom of society, you can do this and then be like, you know, we'll hire you for anything, basically. This is your price point.
You know? Interesting. What do you do with like real criminals though? Because I think we agree there's a lot of people in jail who don't need to be in jail.
Can just like,
but like, what do you do with the actual criminals? Like, where? What?
Yeah.
So you say we need a coliseum to throw them all in?
They can just be like, I've killed 30 men. Well, it's like you've earned the right to say that.
Oh, yeah. Sir.
Congratulations.
You're not gonna stay young forever, Gladiator.
Is like positive characteristics. We just champion his, you know, evil and malaise, you know. We're just like, wow, this man is so evil.
Yeah.
He eats children feces. Yeah.
Wow. Wait, what?
He's in. Yeah. Well, he's in
the kibbles.
That's
the worst thing you could think of. Ew. All right. See, that sounded like it was something else. And it sounded like he was actually eating dog food. Ew.
Yeah, he's
talking poop.
He's like
pieces.
He's just like an evil, weird dude.
Yeah. Just like, he's not even evil. He's just weird.
Yeah.
He's not all that strong. He's never actually
he's
hurt
just
anyone.
Weird, man.
He just
we
really likes eating him
away.
Shit.
We could. As a society, everyone's welcome.
He's wild. What makes him so crazy? Does he kill people? No.
But he eats little. Poop. He eats like children poop.
Imagine if Bear Grylls' only thing that made him crazy was that he drank piss. That's all anyone knew him for. He never did any of the Daredevil shit. Like, it's like Bear Grylls is the coolest. And now the only reason you like him now is because he drank piss.
Do the do.
That's all you're actually into.
It's like, no, man. Like,
no, that's a Mellow Yellow, man.
He's just like chugging it. It's like it's like his show is just like a one long Mountain Dew commercial, but instead Mountain Dew is piss. It's just like splashing everywhere.
It just is. On this episode of Survive a Man Extreme, Bear Grylls 3000, we're going to be. Are you climbing a mountain this week? No, actually, we're just going to drink piss at the bottom of the mountain and stare out at the
scenery. Jack Daniels, bucket of piss. We're going to have ourselves a party.
Oh, yeah. That's what I call some punch, baby. Yeah. Got some Jack Daniels. Somebody's spiking the punch, boy.
And then, but like,
jungle juice, dude. Oh, delicious. Yeah. No, I think the original ingredient is flavorful enough on its own. You don't need to add a whole lot. He hates it when people try and cut it. He's like, he goes to a bar. Yeah, yeah. he's sitting at a bar and he's talking to people that he's getting to know, and they're like, "Oh, this tastes like piss." And he's like, "I know, it's like great."
I mean, I barely drank any water that day.
yeah, he wanted to concentrate it. You gotta wait longer, I know. But the longer it's higher. In your bladder, like
the
wine.
Stronger it comes out. It's just like. His kid, he had, he's like, this is the dialysis piss, you know, like.
Dude, last night I had a dream that I was peeing blood, and I woke up and was literally like, I gotta schedule a trip to the doctor. It was the most terrifying experience. I was like, this is so scary. This is what it's like.
One day you just wake up and it's like your body parts start falling apart, you know? It's like, yeah, it's like,
God, that is true, isn't it? Unless you drink stem cells, you know, and okay, then they start healing themselves.
Speaking of being old, right? So, okay, no, like seriously,
yeah,
crazy. Before I flew out to San Francisco to meet up with Saba, I hung out with a friend, Peter Keltz, and his girlfriend. And his girlfriend was like a 4 in the Enneagram, right? She told me her number.
All right.
9. So, like, she's confiding in me and just all being right. all 4 and just, like, really emotional. She's going through a divorce. She lost her kids. She found herself in India.
Sure.
I really shouldn't even be talking about this. Anyways, I don't even know where I'm going with this. Yeah.
And her name was.
I didn't say
just divulge all
this.
Her information on the podcast.
Anyways, it was a weird night.
Oh my God.
And that's my story. God, where was I going
good story,
with that?
Man. Here's another fun story. Here's another fun story. The other day, I was at the grocery store and I walked up to a guy and I said, "What's your Enneagram number?" And he went, "What?" And I said, "That sounds exactly like something a 9 would say." And then I walked off. And I don't remember the moral of the story, but it was pretty funny.
There you go.
Oh, I'm a 6. Yummy, man. Ah, 69, the podcast.
Guess what,
let's
guess
go.
What Saba is.
Yeah, baby.
Guess what Saba is.
That name's probably not taken.
To the 1.
2.
Wing 2.
I got close. Wing 2. I would have guessed 2, wing 1. Dude. The one-iest thing happened at the apartment this week. And, I mean, no insult to Saab, but this is an unhealthy one, right? We came outside this morning, right? And I was walking around, and there's this sign that's on my door. And it's a picture of the trash chute with all this garbage piled up around it. And then there's this caption on it, and it reads, "Hey, guys, maybe instead of doing your quote-unquote cardio sessions, you should pick up your poop emoji so that I don't have to go to the first floor to drop it off. Thank you, smiley face," right? And we're not the only door that has this plastic on it. It's literally every door on our floor and in the elevator and in the lobby, dude, and in the lobby. So we've been analyzing this all week because it's like, what happened to her where she felt the need to, because this had to be a girl, right? Like, I'm not wrong in assuming that it must have been a chick. That's some very girl behavior right there. It's like very passive aggressive, you know.
But
like like
does it
weird,
have to be gender?
You know. So
okay,
I think it was a girl, and I'll tell you why. The poop emoji,
yeah,
right? A dude would have just said, "Pick up your shit,"
been like a
right?
Post-it note.
The poop emoji is very feminine.
Your trash is everywhere. You dumb cunt, and just like put it on everything.
Exactly.
And people be like, "Shit,
yeah. No, that, yes, that's exactly what would happen." Instead, picture of a turd emoji and a passive aggressive smiley face, right? So, well, I mean, you got to think about how you could possibly position stuff so that it's as passive aggressive as possible. But like, I'm just thinking to myself, like, what? Whose mind is this going to change? Like, she's not picking it up. He's not picking it up. There's going to be some poor guy that works in this apartment who's going to have to come and pick all this shit up. Like, I don't know. It's like, there was a good way and a bad way to deal with the situation, and you chose the worst way. Like, that fixes literally
animals,
nothing.
Man.
I mean, it was pretty bizarre. It was also creepy, too, thinking, like, wow, a very mentally unhealthy person went up to the apartment we were sleeping in and put a sign on our door and walked off.
Yeah.
Like, who does that, you know? That's some scary-ass behavior right there. Anyway.
I didn't know if you wanted me to think about that.
Cool.
Or... yeah, okay.
No, no. You're good. You're good. This is, it's the end of the road on that bit.
What?
Yeah, man.
I'm tired. It's been a long couple of days, and my week is just starting. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's I'm flying into Long Beach tomorrow. And then, yeah, it's near L.A.
Long Beach. Why do you have to fly? Oh, I guess it's a few hours away. Makes sense.
It's easier because traffic here is awful.
Sure.
It's terrible. Yeah, it stresses me out.
It's just crazy that there's been no solution to it. Like, you know, like the public transportation there is still so bad because it's too spread out, you know? Like getting around, like DC has a metro because it's all really close. So it's not hard to get out to places, but it's just bizarre that there hasn't been a solution to the traffic situation.
Everyone still drives the metro here. Like, yeah, it's just like a very densely compacted, like, urban center, you know? Like, it's not like...
Interesting.
It's, you know... Yeah, I would say, like, you know, if you wanted to use metro here, like, you can get anywhere. So, even like...
Interesting.
I mean, it's feasible to take metro down to L.A.
Damn, that's crazy.
It would suck.
That would be the longest train ride ever. God, you're just sitting there for 456 stops the whole way down. Oof. Oof. No, thank you.
It is wild. I keep losing my debit cards, man. Because I'm always sticking it in shit, you know?
It's so easy to
do. It's like, I think I lost.
Ew. Ugh. Do they have ridges?
I think I lost my freaking.
Call back.
Like, I know I lost my. A Cash App card. I know that happened. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like.
Oh, you had one of those?
You know,
they were cool. I haven't had one in a while. I need to get mine back. My Cash App card.
Oh, really?
Mine had a little emoji of a cactus on it. Yeah, man. Because you put emojis on there, it's pretty cool. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, now dope. I need to find my American Express.
I think what I did is I just put it in a parking meter and just walked away from it. Yeah.
You just left it there. Free money, people. I saw this picture the other day. This chick had like a coffee stir from Starbucks and she just went over to a parking meter and just started flipping it through the coin slot and it worked. Like she was just like getting infinite amounts of time through this like parking meter with this coffee straw. I was like, that is a really badly done design.
Yeah, that's exactly get what I that did. Way. I'm going to have to, like, report a lost card. Another one.
That's great. That's really fun. Well, the good part is it only takes, you know, 4.5 days to get a new debit card. And that whole time you're going to be walking around with no money. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's super
chill. I'm not
worried
about it.
Don't worry about it, Damien.
It's like... I'm fine. I'm just like, I have other cards, you know, so this is number two. The only thing that worries me is like the other ones.
That'll be fine. You just turn it off. It's no big deal. I lost
You
computer
did.
This
and now
week.
You have two computers. What are you going to do with the one that you just bought?
Yeah. Return it. Wow. 14-day return policy, baby. I'm going to go back in with my tail between my legs. No, actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in there, and they're going to say, why are you returning this? And be like, yeah, I decided I don't want it. And just like, I just think it'd be funny to just be like, I don't like it. Like just for, and they're like, why don't you like it? Be like, no reason, just don't. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, too shiny. I don't want it.
Yeah.
You there?
I don't mean to be giving you
nothing.
Tonight. No, seriously, right. I am tired.
No, you're tired, dog.
I mean, there's dispensaries everywhere, man. It's dispensaries everywhere around here.
There's what everywhere?
You know? So been hanging out.
Oh geez. Yeah. Oh shit. Oh, that's what's okay. Kind of... All right. So yeah. Okay. This changes the dynamic. So if you were going to a dispensary, what exactly would you be acquiring? And you know, you can say the strain.
I'm not really
prefer.
A strain guy. I mean, even though some people are into that, I just think weed is weed.
Mm-hmm. So you don't know what you would have gotten.
I usually allegedly. Recommend if someone would go there sometime for me, is you know, maybe like a single serve like gummy, and like a roll.
Okay.
You know.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you just do what you.
So it's like a one-time sort of deal.
You know. That way you're not holding too much, you know.
It's brilliant. Yeah. Hang on to what you got.
Oh, I would say do not even attempt to travel with that stuff. Just don't do it.
Actually, there's no point in doing that.
There's no, like, do not, don't.
No, it's not wise. It's not wise or smart. Worth doing. So when do you go back to Texas?
The 15th.
Yeah. Nice.
I have a shoot on the 16th and a meeting on the 16th.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Life is going nuts right now.
Yeah, man. Sounds like it's actually taking off, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's fun.
Feels good to have money occasionally, right?
I'm still broke.
You got enough. That's funny. Sometimes you get what you need. I'm doing pretty good. Work is fine. Stand-up is fine. Everything's moving along. It's hard because it's like, I feel like the first 6 months we were here, it was just like getting kicked in the dick every single day. And now that like we've kind of gained a little more traction, I'm starting to see results. So like every time I go back home, like I come back with more and more things that are going well, you know, like I'm like, oh, okay, now I'm That's making great. A little bit more money. Okay, now I'm like have a slightly better job. Oh yeah, now, you know. Like, oh, you know, like now I've got, you know, the comedy thing's a little bit better. You know, like it's just little by little it kind of grows. I haven't been able to do as much comedy as I wanted to be totally honest. But like, you know, what are you going to do? You do what you got to do.
That's keep true.
Pulling along, you know. It's an expensive city to live in, so you got to keep working. But, you know, it is what it is. And I don't know. I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too. Hey, we might get to hang out next month. So
yeah, man, I'm super stoked. It'd be cool to do one live. That'd be really fun.
Yeah, wait, I talked to Kendall.
Let's see. Oh shit, you know Kendall Cast.
Yeah, maybe on the next episode we can have him in.
That would be amazing. I would enjoy that so much.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, dude, that'd be ridiculous. Yeah, we should totally do that. Cool. All right, well, I think we should call this one good. I think we put in enough time.
Yep, I'm not driving. I'm thriving.
Cool. I'm glad to hear it.
Call
an Uber if you change your mind, okay?
Yeah, it's beautiful out here. Saba's having me walk my ass fucking everywhere.
Cool.
She's like, oh, my bus stop is only like a mile away. Would you walk over here to walk home with me? wait a sec. You want me to walk 2 miles just to see you when you get home?
Oh, 2 miles. Oh,
does that sound like I'm a bad spouse?
Yeah, 2 miles is a long way, dude. Because it's like a mile is not bad. A mile and a half, but two is a long way. Is it 2 miles there and then 2 miles back?
Yeah. No, I mean,
miles.
It's like 1 mile there, 1 mile back.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's not too bad. It's still not great, though.
Yeah, and she's